They hold meetings that are closed to discuss how they're going to use your funds, use your money. They don't have to disclose to you how they spend it. They don't have to disclose to you who they use for the maintenance. They don't have to disclose any of that.
Lisa Hamilton is executive director of the Condo Owners Coalition of Utah. She says homeowners association boards and property management companies are acting with too little supervision. But she hopes new legislation in 2011 will change that, which is why her organization has reached out to House Minority Leader David Litvak, who is working to develop a state-funded ombudsman office, which would operate as an independent entity to help resolve condo conflicts.
I'm not trying to create in this legislation an advocate for property owners or condominium owners. Okay? That's not what the role or the function of this office is. This truly is meant to be an independent body.
The ombudsman would act as a moderator to try and bring resolution to disputes between condo owners and HOA boards. Representative Litvak says funding for the expanding state ombudsman office would come from a small fee implemented on condos across the state.
To make sure they have the capability to investigate complaints, make sure they have the ability to mediate or arbitrate the complaints. And so it's really building that capacity.
The office would not only investigate complaints, it would also help the two parties reach an agreement through mediation and, if necessary, arbitration. Similar bills have already passed in four states, but some are skeptical that it will pass here. Several legislators make their living from operating property management companies. Still, Hamilton says the Condo Owners Coalition will continue to fight.
You know, we're a new organization. We've been trying to organize. It's a great step. I think that Representative Litvak's going to stick with the bill, even if it doesn't get passed straight away this session.
The legislative session gets underway January 24th. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.